Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Today's episode is sponsored by my newest book, Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low Carb Diet, published by St. Martin's Press and Macmillan Audio. If you're kickstarting or restarting the keto diet, or maybe you just need a kick in the pants, well, Extra Easy Keto is perfect for you. I'll teach you how to make the keto diet easier, doable, and fun in just 7 days' time. Order your copy or download the audiobook of Extra Easy Keto by Stephanie Laska today. Well, we're going to talk today about keto diet mistakes dining out. So keto diet mistakes dining out. So that means like restaurants, takeout, delivery, whenever you're not preparing the food yourself, and what kind of keto diet mistakes might happen. I want you to be prepared for that. I know you've worked so hard in your weight loss. So hard. Every day you're working so hard, you are improving your eating habits one day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time. And I would hate for dining out or restaurant food to somehow take that all away from you, because it can really sabotage you, don't you think, if you end up making some of these keto diet mistakes while dining out. I don't want takeout to be your downfall. Restaurant eating is doable on the keto diet. So I'm going to share with you guys eight. Can you see the eight okay? I like choosing eight because I don't have to worry if it's backwards or not on the screen. Sad, but this is true. But I'm going to have eight keto diet mistakes a lot of people make while dining out. Okay, so stick with me the whole time. Now, I'm not going to spin the wheel today like I sometimes do, because the prize is going to be, let's see if I can find a copy while I'm reaching. Pardon me. The prize today is actually going to be the Keto Diet Restaurant Guide. I'm holding up a laminated copy that I enlarged of the cover, just so you can see what the prize is. It's going to be a paperback copy, and our winner is going to get one of these for free. So hopefully you'll comment a lot during our live and ask questions and participate and share, and then I'll choose some folks at random. Yay! To get. So ready for eight? Let's get going. Number eight. We have eight to go through today, so I better stop talking so much. The first mistake a lot of people make when they are eating out on the keto diet, and this goes for any diet really, any kind of change in lifestyle, is the first mistake is people confuse salads with somehow being healthy. They think salads equals weight loss. Salads equals keto. Salads equals dieting. Salad. Like, we've been brainwashed, right? Have you been brainwashed over your whole life to think you have to eat a salad if you're trying to eat healthier and lose weight? That can be a total mistake if you're only looking at the salads. And I want to explain a little bit why. Has anyone done that? Because we've all been brought up that way, right? Oh, order a salad. Well, here is why this can be a common mistake. A lot of times in restaurants, you order a salad and you think you're doing great, right? And then the salad comes, and what does it top with? Fried chicken, right? It is deep fried chicken. And don't get me wrong, that's what makes that salad taste pretty darn yummy, right? I'm gonna hold up a little nugget so you can see what I'm talking about. A lot of restaurants, Chili's, Applebee's, even the fancy restaurants, they are putting like fried chicken on the ladies' salads, quote unquote, the men's salads, quote unquote, because they know we all love fried chicken. So that is a danger. So you can't just assume lettuce equals healthiness, not when there's a bunch of high carb, high flour, deep fried yumminess all over the top. So that can be a problem. Another issue with salads in general, and don't get me started, right? There's going to be probably a bunch of like croutons on top. So you're getting that white flour again, which we're trying to avoid on the keto diet. If you're trying to reduce the amount of carbs you eat, this is a huge mistake, is thinking, oh, a couple won't matter. Yes, it will matter. You know why? Because as soon as you get knocked out of ketosis by eating too many carbs from any source, then problems start, right? And plus it can raise your blood sugar, put you in a situation where you're starting to crave more high carb food because your blood sugar's all over the place. So keep in mind. Additionally, it can look different ways. It doesn't have to be a crouton. It could look like tortilla strips, right? Or what else could be on the top of that salad? Are you thinking of some other problems that you might see? Tell me what you see in salads. Raisins, candied nuts. What else? Give me some ideas. What about all that sugary dressing they put on top or on the side? Put it on top or on the side. It doesn't matter. If you start having barbecue sauce, corn sprinkled on top, mustard with sugar, what else? Bold barbecue. I'm pulling out all my sauces from my kitchen cabinet. Sriracha, sweet and sour. You know, all of these sweet type dressings that are all over your salad can be a total nightmare. It can cause you to just go down a rabbit hole. Way too many carbs. You might have been better off just having a cookie. You know what I mean? There might be more carbs in that salad. So be aware of that. Salads in general are not like a free for all. They're not always the best option. That's mistake one. So I'm gonna get to all eight. I'm gonna talk fast. So what's mistake number two that a lot of people make? I'm gonna make sure that I am tracking. My internet's still working. I'm gonna check. I've had internet issues today. It's so stressful. Mistake number two. This one's funny. I got a hat, people. I'm so excited about this hat. I cannot even tell you. I was like a little kid at this drive-thru thinking, really? You give those out for free? I'm like, I'm putting that in my video. This is a little fast food hat, right? And when I think about fast food, I think about the mistake a lot of people make in the keto diet. They falsely assume that they can only have a burger. A lot of people think that. Like, oh, well, I'm on keto, so I can only eat meat. Well, really? Is that true? Can you only eat a burger on a keto diet or a dirty, lazy keto diet? I mean, yes, it's true that you can have delicious fast food. And don't get me wrong. I know I'm mixing my stores here. I've got Burger King, I've got McDonald's, I've got In-N-Out. But, you know, yes, you can have, order a cheeseburger and just peel off the bun, right? And have all the fixings inside, like the cheese, the mayonnaise, you could have the pickles or peppers, onions, tomato, lettuce, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seeds. Do you remember that song? Anyway, I went off track. But you can have your meat, your cheese, you can have like the mayo and all that good stuff, but you just want to avoid the bun, avoid the barbecue sauce, and you want to avoid ketchup, right? Because that's sugary stuff. Everything else you're going to be fine. But it is a total myth and a mistake to just limit yourself to having only fast food. Now, yes, it's affordable, it's cheap, but there are so many more options than just the bunless burger. And I want to kind of walk you through some of those. But before I take off my hat, I will give a shout out real quick to the Dirty Lazy Keto Fast Food Guide, 10 carbs or less. I recommend not going in blind, open your eyes, and do a little bit of homework beforehand, okay? Now, it doesn't have, and I want to talk about mistake number three. So mistake number three is when you walk into a restaurant and you choose to just go in blind. You're like, I have no idea what I'm gonna order. I have no idea what this restaurant serves. Like, I didn't do any research. I didn't do any homework. And that is a huge mistake when you're on keto or any lifestyle and you're going to a restaurant. You need to go in with your eyes open. Okay, that is my huge recommendation for you. And it doesn't take much. You just need to do a teeny tiny bit of homework. Teeny tiny, just a little tiny bit. So that way you can make some educated decisions. Now you can call up the restaurant, ask them questions. Good luck with that. They may or may not have any answers for you. Or you can go on their website and kind of poke around there. Sometimes it's helpful, sometimes it's not. But I want to assure you that if you do need help with the sit-down restaurants, the casual restaurants, this is a great resource. It's the Keto Diet Restaurant Guide. And it has all sorts of restaurants from all walks of life, all around the United States. And we analyzed what to order at these places. My husband was the one who did the serious math and research, because y'all know I'm not a math person, but it's all in here in terms of calories, protein, fat, everything you want to know, net carbs, and broken up by meal type and all the different restaurants. And there's like breakfast, diners, there's steakhouses, sit down, casual, barbecue joints, chicken joints, you name it, it's in here. It's a great resource. It's on Amazon. And that way you're not doing all the, you know, guesswork. You're not walking in blind. So I wanted to provide you with that resource because a lot of people aren't cooking. I want to back you up and be there for you so that you have the tools you need to be successful, whether you're doing takeout, sitting in a restaurant, going through fast food, or cooking. That's why I keep making more resources to help you, because I want you to be successful. You know, this is a lifestyle. It's a long-term permanent way of life, and it works. This is how I lost 140 pounds and how people like, I know I love showing this, people like Jeannie, who lost 167 pounds with the help of Dirty Lazy Keto, right here on the cover of First for Women magazine in February 2023. So many people around the world have lost weight like this. So if, as long as you follow the steps and you keep your carbs low and you're keeping track, and it just works. It's pretty simple. You don't have to overcomplicate it. So step number four, this is mistake number four, you guys. Let me know if the internet's working and the volume's working and all that good stuff. But mistake number four is using the word keto around staff. Now, if you go to a restaurant and you're like, I'm on this dirty, lazy keto. What do you got that's dirty keto, lazy keto, dirty, lazy keto, keto? They're gonna be like, who are you and what are you talking about, right? Most staff has not been educated about keto. Now, here's a tip. You could say to them, tell me about, I'm reaching into my bag of tricks down here. You could say to them, of course, all my little props went flying, but you could say to your waiter or your waitress or the owner or whoever you're ordering, hey, I don't want anything to do with flour. Is there flour in that meal or is it prepared with flour? I don't want that. Or you could say, I don't want sugar in my meal. Or flour and sugar. I'm trying to get maybe a meal that's diabetic friendly. They do understand the word diabetic friendly. Yes, yes they do. And don't be afraid to use creative words like that. You know, keto, low carb, depends on where you're eating. If you're like in California or at a fancy restaurant, they might be more hip to those types of issues. But most restaurants are like, you know, they're like, I don't know. Now, if you need help just talking more about what is keto friendly, I have a whole video for that and I'll link that up next. What is keto friendly? I'll provide that next after this. But it is, you know, a mistake to assume that the restaurant is going to do this work for you. So number six, I think it's a mistake that some people feel a little bit embarrassed talking about these items. They feel a little bit maybe like afraid to ask questions. Does that sound like you? It's pretty common. I think people worry, you know, there's going to be like the spotlight on you and everyone's going to be like looking at you like, oh, she's on a diet or what is she doing? So I get that. But I think it might help you if you were to rephrase or rethink the way you're ordering when you're asking for accommodations or modifications to your meal. Think about it in a different way, like in terms of health. Like, for example, if you were a heart patient, French fries, don't get me wrong. But what I am trying to say is that if you think about your lifestyle and your needs in the same mindset as somebody who might be a heart patient or need that low sodium type food, you're putting yourself in that same category, then it lets go of that weird embarrassment where you might feel like awkward. Here's another comparison. Think about people who are allergic to nuts or people that are allergic to shellfish, right? Allergies. Oh, here's my shrimp. So people that are allergic to nuts or shellfish or any type of food, they are pretty assertive about asking questions about the food to their staff or the waiter. So think about those people. They're asking questions. They're not embarrassed. That's their life on the line. So you can do the same thing. Think about you and your needs about wanting low sugar, diabetic friendly, low carb foods. Ask those questions or do the research so that you can get the food that you need that's good for your body, right? Because it is a mistake to assume like, oh, you know, I'll just open this menu and it'll say keto. No, it's not going to say keto. Not going to be there. Now, it's pretty rare. I will give you that. Pretty rare. You might find a restaurant that does have something keto. And if you do, you know, we're all super jealous. And it is fun to try, but even be suspicious because it may not be quote unquote keto friendly, right? My mouth is getting dry. I'm so excited. I wanted to share with you, there was a restaurant, I think there's one restaurant in my whole community that has like keto stuff on the menu, and it was a keto taco. And I'm like, oh, keto taco. I got to go over there because it says keto, right? Who doesn't want to try something that's labeled keto? And it is delicious. Don't get me wrong, but it's like a giant mess of cheese. This isn't the only thing I can order just because it says keto on the menu. I mean, it's fun. It made me feel special, made me feel loved. I'm going to give them that. But at the same time, there's a whole bunch of other things I can order on their menu at this Mexican restaurant. Like I could get a chicken, you know, salad, or I could get fajitas, or I could get guacamole. You could get steak, all sorts of fun things, like a bowl, and add vegetables and just not get the rice and beans, not get the tortilla. So don't overcomplicate it. Don't look for the keto on the menu. It's probably not going to be there. Don't feel embarrassed or ashamed about asking for what you need. Think of yourself just like a heart patient or someone who might be allergic to shellfish or nuts. It's probably the same kind of experience, right? Here's one more mistake people make is, and this kind of goes in line with the others, is that they're not speaking up. Like, here's my megaphone. Hello, hello, hello. Keep in mind that when you go to a restaurant, you know, you need to be assertive. You need to be assertive. You are paying, whether it's takeout or delivery or sit down, fast food, fast casual, you are paying big money for the food. It's up to you to be assertive and get the type of food you need. So don't assume that they're going to have sugar-free sauces and stuff like that. That's probably not going to be realistic. They're not going to redo a whole batch of, you know, whatever their sauces are in their fish or things like that. But you can say whatever that ketchup is or whatever that barbecue sauce is, I want that on the side, or I don't want it at all. You can do that. That's a difference. Asking for sugar-free versions, probably not going to happen, but telling them not to put it on your meal or put it on the side so you can toss it, that's totally doable and understandable. Does that help you guys? Now, here is number 8. This one I saved for last because I know a lot of you out there are like, oh, this might be you. But a lot of folks, they make the mistake when dining out on keto of giving themselves some kind of free pass, like a golden pass to just do whatever they want. Is that, it's kind of funny in a way, but people are like Mardi Gras, woo, like I'm out to eat. I'm at a restaurant. Come on. It's not the first time and it won't be the last time you go out to eat. So giving yourself this free pass to just go crazy and say, oh, it's my lucky day. I can do whatever I want. I'm at a restaurant. People lose their mind. And all of a sudden they're ordering dessert. They're ordering all sorts of stuff that they're not even interested in just because they're at a restaurant. You know, put that in perspective. If you start hearing that voice in your head, like, oh, I'm worth it. I deserve you. So you are, you know, probably fibbing to yourself. If you really kind of spend a second and look at it like, do I want to eat healthy and take care of my body and be around for my future and be able to play, you know, with my grandchildren and have like no health issues or, you know, have ease of joints, you know, clear skin, feeling good about myself, feeling confident and healthy and strong. Do you want to feel that way? Or do you want to feel a slave to medication and, you know, a slave to diabetes too, a slave to having to go to the doctor all the time because you're having blood pressure issues or CPAP machines or, you know, what is it called when your throat, when you're having like indigestion all the time, all those things that come with being overweight or eating those high carb, high sugary foods, you know, think about that. You're like, eh, it's not so attractive. And instead of those other scripts, I want you to maybe start telling yourself something new. When I say scripts, I mean like those little voices in your head. So instead of saying just this once and I'm worth it and I need a break and blah, 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 tell yourself this one instead. Here's my baby. Baby, I'm worth it. Uh-huh, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. Do you like my singing? It's terrible, I know. Baby, I'm worth it. But seriously, think how precious your life is and how every day is an opportunity for you to make great choices, to honor your body, to honor your belief system, to do what you can to make sure that you're going to be around tomorrow and the next day and the next week. Restaurants come and go, but there's only one of you. So keep that in mind, you guys. I'm very proud of you for being here. I hope that this video didn't cut off because I had internet issues today. There's a storm. Oh, But remember, you can always find me on YouTube. You can find me on Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. And I promise I'm going to link up the video after this that's called What is Keto Friendly? So that way you can just start thinking about that a little bit. And if you have any questions, you have comments, be sure to ask, because I am going to give out a free copy of the brand new, I'll reach over here and grab an actual book so I can hold it up, an actual paperback copy of the Keto Diet Restaurant Guide. Eat healthy and stay in ketosis, dining out on a low carb diet, 10 grams net carbs, all sorts of fun restaurants and information. I'm going to mail this to a lucky winner. So comment away. Sound good? Yay! Yay! Let me give you a big round of applause for being here. Hopefully the video is still working. Is it? Tell me in the comments. Say yes, the video worked. Everything worked. Everything worked. Yay! And then give yourselves a round of applause for being here. Sound good? Okay, I'm proud of you guys. Proud of you guys. All right. I'll see you later. Bye! Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.